Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the NFB of Florida. Shrimp Bisque by Tanetta Cooper. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Tanetta Cooper. Tanetta Cooper is a member of the Tallahassee chapter of the NFB of Florida. She attends Tallahassee Community College and expects to earn a degree in business administration in December 2012. She currently works as an intern for Ability First in Tallahassee. Her favorite hobby is baking. About this recipe, she says, I've served this shrimp bisque to rave reviews, and it's simple to make. It can also be made with crab meat or a combination of shrimp and crab. Ingredients: 1 10¾-ounce can condensed tomato soup, 1 11¼-ounce can condensed green pea soup, 3 cups whole milk, light cream will make it richer, 1 2-pound package salad shrimp, roughly chopped, 1/2 cup dry sherry, optional. Method: combine tomato and green pea soups, do not use split pea, and mix well. Add milk or light cream. In saucepan over low heat, bring mixture to the boil, stirring occasionally. When heated through, add thawed chopped shrimp and stir. When soup is again heated thoroughly, add sherry and serve. Serve 6. Almond Bar Cookies by Tanetta Cooper. This recipe won the blue ribbon in the cookie category at last year's North Florida County Fair. Ingredients: 4 eggs, 2 cups sugar, 1 cup butter, melted, 2 cups flour, 2½ teaspoons almond extract, confectioner's sugar or slivered almonds for topping. Method: preheat oven to 325 degrees and grease a 13x9 pan. Beat eggs and sugar, then add melted butter, flour, and almond extract. Mix well. Pour batter into a prepared pan, top with slivered almonds, and bake 30 to 35 minutes. If using confectioner's sugar, sprinkle over surface when cookies are cool. Prune Cake by Kathy Davis. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Kathy Davis. Kathy Davis is the immediate past president of the NFB of Florida. She has held other state board positions as well. She was a founding member of the Greater Daytona Beach chapter and served as president for 14 years. She is now a retired faculty member of Daytona State College. She reports that these are among her favorite recipes. Ingredients: 1½ cups sugar, 1 cup oil, 3 eggs, 1 cup buttermilk, 1 jar baby food prunes, 2 cups self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground allspice, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 3/4 cup prunes, chopped, 1 cup walnuts, chopped. Method: place 1 tablespoon of the flour in a plastic container with lid. Add nuts, snap the lid on, and shake to coat nuts with flour. Repeat with another tablespoon of flour and the prunes. This will keep the fruit and nuts from dropping to the bottom of the cake while baking. In a large bowl, blend sugar and oil in an electric mixer. Add eggs, milk, and baby food prunes. Mix dry ingredients together and sift into the bowl, stirring to mix well. Add vanilla extract and gently fold in the chopped prunes and nuts. Pour in buttered 9x13-inch pan. Bake at 300 degrees for 1 hour. At 45 minutes, spread the following topping over the cake. This is a critical step because if the cake is not done enough, the topping will make it sink in the middle. If there is any question, let the cake bake another 5 minutes, but be sure to bake the topping long enough for it to turn a light golden color. Topping ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup buttermilk, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 tablespoon white corn syrup, 1/4 cup softened butter or margarine, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 cup chopped walnuts, 1/4 cup chopped cherries. Method: mix all ingredients except nuts and cherries until smooth. Add nuts and cherries and spread over cake during last 15 minutes of baking. Rum Cake by Kathy Davis. Ingredients: 1 box Duncan Hines Butter Cake Mix, 1 large package Vanilla Instant Pudding Mix, 4 eggs, 1/2 cup dark rum, 1/2 cup vegetable, not olive, oil, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup pecans, crushed, optional. Method: beat all ingredients together in electric mixer for 2 minutes. Pour into greased and floured bundt pan over crushed pecans on bottom. Bake at 325 degrees for 50 minutes. Meanwhile, prepare rum sauce. Rum sauce ingredients: 1 stick butter, 1/4 cup dark rum, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/4 cup water. Method: combine all ingredients in saucepan and bring to a boil. Cook for 2 minutes. After cake has baked for 50 minutes, pour most of sauce over top of cake. Return to oven and bake 30 minutes longer. Immediately remove cake from pan and pour remaining sauce over it. Cilantro Chicken and Rice by Kathy Davis. Kathy said of this dish, Here is a recipe with lots of ingredients that's easy to make and is absolutely delicious. I often serve this on Christmas Eve or when I am having several guests for dinner. You can't lose when you serve this yummy dish that is not only easy to make, but tastes great too. Ingredients: 1/4 cup olive oil, 8 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 1 medium onion, diced, 1 red bell pepper, diced, 4 cloves garlic, minced, 2 cups chicken broth, 1 10-ounce package yellow rice, 1 28-ounce can diced tomatoes, 1 15-ounce can each pinto beans, black beans, and whole kernel corn, all drained and rinsed, 3/4 cup fresh cilantro, chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, if desired, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon ground cayenne pepper. Method: heat olive oil over medium heat, dredge chicken in flour and place in skillet, cook till just brown on all sides, set aside and keep warm. Stir onion, bell pepper, and garlic into skillet with oil and drippings. Cook 5 minutes or until tender. Add broth. Mix in remaining ingredients and bring to a boil. Return chicken to skillet, reduce heat to low, cover, and simmer for 30 minutes till rice is tender and chicken juices run clear. Serve immediately. Pumpkin Crunch by Kathy Davis. Ingredients: 1 29-ounce can Libby's pumpkin, 3 eggs beaten, 1 large can evaporated milk, 1 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 box yellow cake mix without pudding, 2 sticks butter, melted, 2 cups pecans, chopped. Method: mix first 6 ingredients together and pour into a greased 11¾ by 9⅜ by 2½-inch pan, or pan of similar dimensions. Sprinkle dry cake mix over pumpkin mixture. Pour melted butter over cake mix. Sprinkle pecans over butter. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Mashed sweet potatoes could be substituted for the pumpkin, which would make it a scrumptious vegetable instead of a scrumptious dessert.